You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Glad to be with you on a Friday afternoon. It's a Fri-yay, we like to say. And so, and Miss Copper's running the board. Hey, Copper, how you doing?
Hello, I'm good. Happy Friday.
You're gooder because it's Friday, right?
That's right.
It's always good to be gooder. Well, listen, get the triple dipper sound effect ready. I'm excited about some of the content for the show today. I mean, y'all, it's a target-rich environment. I'm just going to tell you right now, there is plenty for a conservative news talk show host to talk about. There is no doubt about that. But I'll just tell you, it's also great when, as a conservative, you're able to talk about all the things going wrong for the liberals. I don't mean that in a mean, ugly sense. I mean that in like a relieved sense, like, wow. So we'll talk about some of that this week. At 3 p.m., by the way, Parker Snyder, a friend of mine from the Alabama Policy Institute, is going to be calling in. Parker Snyder is I've been contributing as well to the development of this year's legislative scorecard. You know, last year we came out with, and I'll tell you more about it later, but the legislative scorecard for our Alabama legislature. You might want to know where that is. I'll fill you in the details, but we got a new one coming, and Parker will fill in some details on that at 3. But right now, Copper, hit that triple dipper sound effect.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right. So Triple Dipper for the day. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that we are going to run with on the show today. Number one, I'm calling it stolen valor. Some of y'all heard the term stolen valor before. It's when somebody poses to be something militarily that they're not. But I'm expanding that. What happens when politicians literally lie about their background to try and get a leg up in the political arena? Stolen valor, that's number one. Number two, scorecards for legislators. I just said that. We're going to talk about what happened on last year's scorecard, how it was received, how it can be used by you, and what you might need to be looking for in the coming scorecard. And then number three, I'm calling this segment, and it may be almost too big for Copper to put on the podcast titles, I'm calling this Biden's No Good, Very Bad, Super Awful Week. Can you put that, Copper? Can you put that on a title for a podcast?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to talk about Biden's No Good, Very Bad, Super Awful Week. Well, listen, let me jump into my comments for the day to open the show, because I do this every single day. If you're not familiar with the show, every single day we open up with telling you what the Triple Dipper will be, and then I have my opening time. I call it the Right Side Way. And sometimes it's political, sometimes it's commentary on the news, sometimes it's just kind of like philosophical. But a lot of you have keyed in already on the fact that the military has been a huge part of my personal life. And so many years ago, when I was young and full of vinegar, I graduated from the U.S. Army Ranger School. Headquartered at Fort Benning, Georgia, the Ranger Training Brigade is actually spread out really in multiple locations. So back when I went through, there were four phases. You started at Fort Benning, Georgia, and then you went through the mountain training in North Georgia Mountains near Dahlonega. Then you went down to the swamps in Florida, and then when I was in, we went out to the desert training in Utah. Everything about Ranger School was designed to break you down at the same time to teach you to push past your physical and mental limits, and to learn how to lead and conduct operations in what is supposed to be the most strenuous environment possible outside of combat. Truth be told, though, I think I'd rather go back to Afghanistan than to go through Ranger School again. So while you're there, you go without eating or sleeping for extended periods. You're in the field like up to 75% of the time. It'll break you. And I distinctly remember the hallucinations I was having after days without sleeping or eating and nonstop training. I lost 30 pounds there. I had frostbite on my feet. I was hospitalized for injuries and had to repeat one of the phases over again. I was also what we called a winter ranger, which used to carry an extra measure of pride because you went through in the cold winter months. And so I followed the tradition of sewing on my first ranger tab with white thread. So in the mountains, and wow, those mountains, they beat us up. I will never forget the last day of mountain phase. The majority of us had already achieved the necessary scores to move forward, but there was one patrol left. We had to patrol into a mountain pass and set up a patrol base in the dark of night successfully. But it was a weird night. I mean, it was weird. It was cold and miserable. And there was this really eerie mountain ground fog that stayed with us throughout the night, but the full moon made the fog kind of glow. And we set up the patrol base, and I was a team leader, so I was checking on my men. but everything had that really weird, extra quiet, creepy graveyard feeling. You know what I'm saying? I can't explain it, but all of us felt it. And people would literally walk up on you because the ground was wet. You wouldn't hear them coming. And they would just like appear suddenly out of the fog within a couple of feet from you. It just freak you out. Well, one of my guys was out of place. He wasn't in his fighting position. So I had to scout around trying to figure out where he went. He was a good dude. Very reliable. He just graduated from West Point where he had played football. I came across him standing about 10 yards back from his position. He had no weapon, no gear. He was just standing there, staring at the ground. So I went up and I called his name, but he didn't answer me. But then I realized he was whispering. He was kind of a mumbling whisper. Now, I'm 6'2", but he was like 6'5", so I had to actually reach up and grab his collar and pull him down to hear him. And then he said in a whisper, he says, "Don't you see them?" Oh, man, it still creeps me out. I said, see what, man? He goes, "They're everywhere. They just float through the trees." Well, I about had me a moment, let me tell you. But I quickly realized my brother-in-arms was just out of his gourd. I didn't know if it was hypothermia, malnutrition, exhaustion, or really probably all three, but he was gone. I tried to tell him where he was and that it was not what he thought, but he just kept on saying, "They're everywhere, all around us, floating through the trees," in that weird little whisper. He wound up he had to go into admin mode, and medics had to take him out of the field. The bottom line is he had hit his limit, and it totally skewed his perspective. A skewed perspective can mess some things up. And therein lies my point in telling that story. Have you noticed, I mean, I know you have, the amazing disparity between two sides to the political arguments these days? Amazing may not be a strong enough word. I mean, how is it there can be such polar opposite positions on things like taxation and liberty and abortion and government mandates and spending more than we have and military strength and on and on? It's all about perspective. And I just know that we as conservatives, we have to dig in and be able to fully and completely ascribe and defend and debate our positions from our perspective. Just like my buddy in the mountains in North Georgia was trying to tell me something that I knew was not true, we have to have the same courage of our convictions to resist the constant barrage of alternate perspectives. How dare we believe that vaccine mandates are bad? You're the problem. How dare you want to have election security and voter ID? You're a racist. How dare you say that all lives matter? You're such a bigot. How dare you say that, I don't know, anything, we wouldn't spend more on government programs, or that we should keep schools open, or that we should have left Afghanistan differently, or maybe we should have term limits on politicians, and on and on and on. Here's the thing. Yesterday on the show during my Right Side Way, I talked about something I call bulletproof influence, the idea that we should be able to have an influence in our personal world, no matter how big or small, that is built on confidence. But to have bulletproof influence, you have to first be bulletproof. You have to know your perspective. You have to know where you stand and why. I say this a lot, but I only do so because it matters. The attacks on our senses and sensibilities is not going to ease up. If anything, it's going to increase. Our opposition in the public arena has an entirely different perspective. Their worldview is skewed. They see things we don't see, and they see them in different directions than we do. And that's okay, I guess, and on the one hand, they're allowed to have the luxury of their own opinions, but they are not allowed to have the luxury of their own facts. If we do not share their liberal perspective, their liberal worldview, that is also our right, but we have to be more fully and capably prepared and willing to know and to exercise our rights. Perhaps more so than ever before, really. We become bulletproof when we steep ourselves in the depths of what it is that we believe. Ask yourself, okay, here's what I believe, but why do I believe it? If you can't talk yourself through it, then you need to do some work. Now, if this show does anything at all, and I hope that it has in the last 7 months, I hope that we are meeting our original goal of providing you with the four E's. We call it the educate, enlighten, empower, and entertainment piece. I hope we're giving you a perspective that gives you more to take to the fight. Because liberals, they do not share our perspective. They see ghosts where we don't see ghosts. Perspective affects everything. Are you prepared for the debate? And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, all right, Copper, move us out. I see that shock face up on the board, Copper. That shock face over my friend seeing things in the trees.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, I can still tell that story and get goosebumps because all he was doing was saying what we were trying not to say ourselves, but then saying my perspective was still clearer than his. That's the deal. All right, folks, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.